We continue with the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, the story of the shepherds, which comes right after the story of the Lord's birth. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born today a Savior, who is Christ the Lord in the city of David. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." We read further from the heavenly doctrine about the darkness of the world when the Lord came. Those who are called spiritual are those who cannot be regenerated as to the will part of their minds. Therefore, a new will is implanted by the Lord in the understanding part. This will is according to the teachings of the faith which are of their church. These, namely such spiritual ones, were saved solely by the Lord's coming into the world. The reason is that the divine passing through heaven, which was the divine human before the Lord's coming, could not reach them, because the teachings of their church were, for the most part, not true. And thus the good, which is of the will, was not good. Since these could be saved solely by the coming of the Lord, they consequently could not be raised up into heaven before then. In the meantime, therefore, they were detained in the lower earth, in places which, in the word, are called pits. This earth was beset round about by the hells in which were falsities, by which at that time they were greatly infested. But nevertheless, they were guarded by the Lord. But after the Lord had come into the world and made the human in himself divine, he delivered those who were in the pits and raised them to heaven. And out of them he also formed the spiritual heaven, which is the second heaven. Those in the next life who have experienced vastation or desolation, the misery of the lack of truth, are raised up by the Lord into heaven, thus from a state of shadow, which is a state of ignorance, into a state of light, which is a state of enlightenment and of resulting renewal, and so into a joy that stirs their inmost feelings. It is indeed light into which they enter, of such a nature that enables them to see not only with their eyes, but also at the same time with their understanding. How much this light renews them may become clear from the opposite state from which they have been released. At that time, some who had a childlike disposition and whose faith had been simple appear to themselves in dazzling white garments. Some appear wearing crowns. Some are taken around to many angelic communities and are everywhere received charitably as brothers. And therefore all good that is gratifying to their new life is offered to them. Some are allowed to observe the vastness of heaven, that is, of the Lord's kingdom, and at the same time to discern the blessedness of those who are there, in addition to countless other things there which defy description. Such is the state of initial enlightenment and of the feeling of renewal resulting from this of all who come out of desolation. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.